Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
God rejects the prayers of those who wage war. That is what Pope Leo said early this morning, I believe vaguely referencing Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump, and the people in Trump's cabinet who have been invoking God in order to justify their war with Iran. I guess there's no better time to report the breaking news allegations that Lebanese rescuers are making, saying that two civilians were killed trying to rescue three journalists who were also killed by Israel in strikes on Lebanon just yesterday. The death toll of this war is increasing. It is disturbing, and more people need to be talking about this. I am glad Pope Leo is speaking out, saying that God does not answer the prayers of those who wage wars. Pete Hegseth has been invoking God every 5 days during this war, turning this into some weird, holy, religious battle. Meanwhile, Donald Trump claims we've won every 3 days. This administration is an absolute mess, and we're going to break this all down, exposing everything. Make sure you drop a like below. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We're getting very close to 2 million followers because of you all. We're hitting records for Gen Z-built independent media, and it's because we're all in this together. So let's start here. I learned this from Dropsite News. Lebanese rescuers said that two civilians were killed in a double-tap attack as they tried to rescue three journalists killed by Israel yesterday. Mohammed Dahar and Mohammed Anaisi stopped after two strikes hit the car to help those inside. This would be a war crime, a very clear war crime. But that's just the beginning of it. In Lebanon, 1,238 people have been killed and 3,543 have been wounded since the start of this war. There's some statistics below, but this is not military figures. These are not military service members. These are civilians who are just casualties of a war that the United States and Israel decided to start. Let's give a quick rundown. In Lebanon, at least 1,238 people have been killed in Israeli strikes. In Iran, at least 1,900 people have been killed in attacks. Iraq, 101 people have been killed. 19 civilians in Israel, 13 U.S. service members have been killed with hundreds more casualties. We then learn that Iranian state media, just 44 minutes ago, says power is out in the capital of Tehran and the city of Karaj are currently without power. U.S. and Israeli strikes hit the area a short while ago, while Iranian strikes returned at Israel. The point that I'm trying to make here is that the world is in turmoil. Global markets are in turmoil. Skyrocketing gas prices are affecting everybody. And Donald Trump is claiming that the war is over. Pete Hegseth is using religious justifications to continue this war. Breaking news here, Iranian security officials believe that the U.S. is planning an air assault operation on key southern airports, Bandar Abbas, Kermanshah, Urmia, Tabriz, whilst coordinating with a militia ground invasion on northwestern Iran, according to the state-run Tehran Times. So this is what Iranian security officials believe is going to happen. The United States is going to have a ground invasion and an air assault operation happening in joint coordination. Very, very interesting as Donald Trump moves people into the Middle East. We also know that the world is soaring to its highest level of uncertainty in the last year, surpassing COVID, surpassing the global financial crisis, surpassing the dot-com bubble. Huh, I wonder who could have taken power about a year ago that made the world so uncertain, that alienated allies, tariffed countries that were supposed to be our friends, you know, shredded NATO by acting like he was going to seize Greenland. It's all so incredibly disgusting and disturbing that he's making everybody's quality of life weaker, less high, because he wants to play around. Patrick DeHaan points out, San Francisco has become the first U.S. city to see an average gas price of $6 per gallon, according to GasBuddy data. It's the first U.S. city to reach this mark since 2022, with average diesel prices in San Francisco pushing past $7.75 a gallon. It's getting worse across the entire country. It's also worth pointing out that we are currently waging a war. We are a part of a war where the sole operation, sole goal is to solve a problem that we created during the first part of the war. We are just trying to fix the fuck up caused by striking them originally, and all we're trying to do is reopen the Strait of Hormuz. How do you mess up that badly that your main primary objective is to just fix the mess up from your original one? The 30-year yield treasury is closing at 4.98%, getting very close to the highest level since the run-up to the global financial crisis. And this is all before boots on the ground even happen. We still have reports it's going to happen, but we don't know. So MAGA Pete Hegseth is striking girls' schools, very likely doing double tap strikes in Lebanon, allegedly. And then Pope Leo comes out and says, essentially, leaders who wage wars aren't welcome by God. I'll play the clip in just 1 minute, but Pope Leo said on Sunday that God rejects the prayers of leaders who start wars and have, quote, hands full of blood. And unusually forceful remarks as the Iran war entered its second month. Addressing tens of thousands in St. Peter's Square on Palm Sunday, the celebration that opens the Holy Week leading up to Easter, the pontiff called the conflict, quote, atrocious, and said that Jesus cannot be used to justify any wars. Well, let's look at who's been doing that repeatedly. Here's Pete Hegseth saying this war is meaningful for him religiously.
When you made that reference to the providence of Almighty God, is there any part of you, Mr. Secretary, that views any of this in a religious context?
I mean, obviously, we're fighting religious fanatics who seek a nuclear capability in order to for some religious Armageddon. But from my perspective, I mean, obviously, I'm a man of faith who encourages our troops to lean into their faith, rely on God. There's no atheists in foxholes. Your mortality is right in front of you. I remember prayer for me on combat missions, how important that was. That's why we're making the chaplain corps great again and active again, making sure we're pouring into the faith of our troops. My Christian faith, faith in general, is important to the president. It's important in our fighting ranks to give them perspective, you know, on human nature, on their own humanity, on our own mortality. And we lost a lot of that with sort of self-help, self-esteem nonsense, which is not what troops need. They need a...
Okay, I hate the way this guy speaks. Now there's more to come from Pete Hegseth, but let's watch what the Pope had to say. It is translated in a voiceover that is not perfect, but I got the best voiceover that I could for you all. Make sure you drop a like. Check this out.
Brothers and sisters, this is our God. Jesus, King of Peace, who rejects war, whom no one can use to justify war. He does not listen to the prayers of those who wage war, but rejects them, saying, even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood.
I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven, okay? I really don't. I think I'm not maybe heaven-bound. I may be in heaven right now as we fly an Air Force One. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make heaven.
Brothers and sisters, this is our God. Jesus, King of Peace, who rejects war, whom no one can use to justify war.
No one can use Jesus' name to justify war, especially people with blood on their hands. Here's Pete Hegseth a day after killing schoolgirls. 160 schoolgirls, saying, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and fingers for battle. This person on Twitter says he's a radical Christian terrorist. I think trying to flip around the way they speak about the enemy.
So I'll close with scripture, drawing strength from Psalm 144.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with being religious whatsoever. Many of my close friends are religious. My dad and his side of the family, they're actually Muslim. There's a diversity of religion in my immediate life, in my immediate family. The problem is imposing your religious beliefs on others in the military as the leader, as the Secretary of Defense. You are not supposed to impose your religious will on people who are serving for our country.
So I'll close with scripture, drawing strength from Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge. May the Lord grant unyielding strength and refuge to our warriors, unbreakable protection to them and our homeland.
This is like 24 hours after a bunch of schoolgirls were killed. He's not laying out a plan or an objective. We still don't even know what the plan is beyond fixing the fuck up of the original objective. And now the Pope is having to step in and softly be like, dude, we reject these calls. He said, this is our God, Jesus, King of Peace, who rejects war, who no one can use to justify war. The crowd told people, Jesus does not listen to the prayers of those who wage war, but rejects them, saying, even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Leo did not specifically name any world leaders, but let me know in the comment section who you think he could potentially be talking about with the context of this video, with the context of 1,200 killed in Lebanon, with the context of the potential war crimes happening across the Middle East. Love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.